Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. My name is Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, January 21st. The Cybertruck has been described as incredibly cheap to bring to production, according to Sandy Monroe, a manufacturing expert and popular commenter on Tesla activities. Monroe states that combining the body with the platform and the lack of paint should result in a significant reduction in capital expenditure to bring the vehicle to production. Although they are wild guesses, Monroe estimates about $30 million of capital required to establish the production of 50,000 trucks, versus the $210 million for the Ford F-150. Tesla is partnering with Baidu to provide map services in China as the automaker is increasing its presence in the Chinese market. In an email to Electrek, a Baidu representative said, quote, "Baidu Maps has partnered with Tesla and its map data service provider in the Chinese mainland. Our newly released scalable vector graphics API can provide map display, real-time traffic conditions, point of interest retrievals, and other data services for Tesla owners aiming to enhance their driving experience." Close quote. Tesla has been making many targeted efforts in mainland China, including games, streaming services, and even a proposed new vehicle sketch for the Chinese market. Tesla Model X has become the new official vehicle to transport NASA astronauts to the upcoming SpaceX missions in the International Space Station. SpaceX's first crew mission with astronauts could happen as soon as April. Doug Hurley and Robert Becken are going to join the first astronauts to travel in SpaceX's Crew Dragon spacecraft, and they'll get there in a Tesla Model X. Tesla released a blog post to defend itself against claims of unintended acceleration that is being reviewed by the NHTSA. The automaker says that the petition was started by a Tesla stock short seller who is betting against the company. In a new blog post, Tesla stated, quote, "This petition is completely false and was brought by a Tesla short seller." Close quote. The short seller in question is Brian Sparks, who admitted currently holding a short position on Tesla's stock. Subaru is strengthening ties with Toyota on developing new technologies that could result in a co-developed all-electric SUV, but not until the year 2025. At the announcement, Subaru unveiled the first design study for the full electric crossover to be developed with Toyota. The EV mockup was described as low-slung with an elongated cabin and a raked rear window. Subaru's president said, quote, "Only Tesla's EVs are selling well," close quote. And he seems content to allow that to continue while remaining on the sidelines for at least another half decade. The numbers are in for global auto sales in 2019, and the trend is downward, mostly. In the year 2017, 95 million global auto sales were recorded, and then 94 million for 2018. Global auto sales dipped to about 90 million in 2019. Some markets are safe, particularly electric vehicles. In the United Kingdom, car sales hit a six-year low, with new car registrations dropping by 2.4%. However, UK electric vehicles saw a surge in demand. Nearly 39,000 electric vehicles joined the UK road last year, which is up from only 15,500 in the previous year. Registration of Tesla electric vehicles rose to 42,715 for the year, and that is a big leap from the previous year of only 16,360. Clean Tech Group, which supports the development and marketability of clean technologies, has released its annual report, highlighting the top 100 private clean tech companies expected to make the most significant market impact over the next 5 to 10 years. 63 companies are located in North America, 29 are in Europe and Israel, 6 are in Asia Pacific, and 2 are in Africa. If you're interested in reading the full report, you'll find a link on our site, electrek.co. And in Electrek's green energy brief, Qatar is poised to build an 800-megawatt solar farm with French company Total and Japanese company Marubeni. The project will cost $467 million, and half of the plant is expected to be in operation by the first quarter of 2021. A Tokyo University science team are developing a potassium-driven rechargeable battery. Since lithium supplies are limited, the race for an alternative has long been underway. The new chemistry still has a way to go before reaching prime time, but the value proposition of using an abundant material is certainly compelling. And in Electrek's mobility coverage, Amazon released a video of Jeff Bezos driving a three-wheeled electric delivery rickshaw. Following a successful pilot across several cities, Amazon India has announced that by 2025, its delivery fleet will include 10,000 electric vehicles. We don't have specs for the rickshaw quite yet, but Amazon says that it is working with several Indian OEMs to build a fleet of vehicles that ensure sustainable and safe deliveries of customers' orders. And finally, three different scooter manufacturers, GoTrax, Fluid Free Ride, and Levy, all released new electric scooter models and offer big sales. GoTrax recently released the electric scooter series known as the XR. The GoTrax XR has an MSRP of $399, but right now it's on sale for $299 on their website. Fluid Free Ride, a Miami-based electric scooter distributor, just announced the release of its latest electric scooter, the Wide Wheel Pro. Dual 500-watt motors, dual disc brakes, and dual suspension for a sale price of $1,299. Levy Scooter Company is back with an upgraded model known as the Levy Plus. The Levy Plus has an upgraded removable battery with a capacity of over 360 watt-hours, and the Levy Plus is currently on sale for $699. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.